A political rally led by the opposition leader Robert Kyagulanyi, also known as Bobi Wine, turned deadly yesterday morning after police reportedly opened fire on attendees, leaving one man dead and three others with gunshot injuries. The incident occurred at a rally in Iganga district, part of Kyagulanyi's ongoing campaign ahead of the January 2026 general elections. The police identified the deceased as Mitrach Okello, who was allegedly shot in the head. Three others, Samuel Nuwamanya, 24, Naminya Banuli, 44, and Faima Namsovia, 24, sustained serious injuries and were rushed to medical facility in Iganga for treatment. In a statement, police said violence erupted after some individuals in the crowd began throwing stones at security personnel. Police said officers responded with warning shots to disperse the unruly crowd. The statement further noted that the candidate's supporters had attacked officers and damaged to police vehicles. Several suspects linked to the incident were arrested and remain in custody. However, Kyagulanyi and the National Unity Platform strongly contest the police version of events. Independent presidential hopeful Dr. Daniel Dennis Semgenyi has asked the High Court in Kampala to block the printing of ballot papers unless his name and photograph are included. Dr. Semgenyi argued that in his case before the Civil Division that the Electoral Commission unlawfully refused to nominate him despite his full compliance with all legal requirements, including submitting completed nomination forms and verified signatures from all the 110 districts. Court documents indicate that while 99 of the district submissions were confirmed as authentic, the remaining signatures were ignored after the nomination exercise was declared closed. Dr. Semgenyi maintains that his action is unconstitutional, improper, and a violation of his right to fair hearing under Article 28 and 44 of the Constitution. He further contends that Electoral Commission's failure to address his repeated petitions and follow-up letters constitutes an abuse of power and exceeds its legal mandate.